obviously disappointing to go one goal behind, you know, we've done that a lot this season, but the character the boys have got in the team, you know, we're always capable of coming back and winning the game, and you know, luckily tonight I've managed to get a couple of goals, which was nice for me, but you know, praise has got to go on the team. You know, we were excellent again and totally deserved to go through.
Two very different goals as well, and two very well taken goals though.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I think I should have scored a couple before I actually did score on each of my goals, but you know, a lovely cross from Bob Harris, I managed to get a header on it, which I enjoy doing, and one at the back post has felt to me nice, and you know, managed to finish it, which is great. So you know, that's what I need to do, score goals when called upon, and you know, the manager's give me another 35 minutes there tonight, so that's pleasing. Hopefully I can stake a claim for Saturday.
What was the message from him when you came on then tonight?
No, he knows what I can do, you know, he classes me as an experienced player for him, so you know, I just want to go on and help the team and try and hold the ball up and create opportunities.
Just how big, I guess you could say, an achievement is this for the Blades, do you think? Third tier side into the quarterfinals of the League Cup?
Yeah, we're a good team though, and you know, it doesn't matter what level you're at, if you do things right and properly, you have a good chance to win football matches, and I think for the majority of the season we've done that. You know, we've left a few points out there in the league, but you know, overall we've been excellent, I think.
Do you think this can give you even more momentum in the league as well, this run in the cup?
I think so, because we're winning, and each game we play we're managing to get the points or go through in the League Cup, so you know, we're still in the LDV, you know, so everything's going just nicely right now, and we'd like it to continue.
Who do you want in the next round then?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a home game, I think. You know, Liverpool away would be nice personally, but you know, if we play like we can, you know, we'll be a match for anyone.
And Liverpool away for you would be a fantastic tie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. I'd ask the gaffer if I could just walk there, to be honest, see what he says.
For you personally, has it been a little bit frustrating in and out of the side this season, partly through your own fault as well?
Yeah, being a bit indifferent, but you know, I think that's 5 goals now in 12 appearances, I think, so it's not too bad at the minute. You know, there's still a lot more to come from myself. You know, I want to be out there playing and creating chances, scoring goals, but you know, I'm just happy to be at this club, and you know, I just want to, when called upon, make an impact, and luckily tonight I did do that.
And I guess you were brought in over the summer to be that man, weren't you? The one to score the goals as well.
Yeah, I was, and you know, I got, obviously I was doing okay before I got sent off, and you know, that killed me a little bit. I've had to bide my time because the boys have been playing well and winning games, so you know, it's nice tonight to make an impact, and you know, hopefully I can score some more goals in the coming weeks.
And I guess for you now, it's about trying to get a starting shirt again, isn't it? It's about getting back into that side for a start as opposed to a cameo.
Yeah, of course it is, but you know, if the manager chooses to bring me off from the bench, you know, that's fine. You know, obviously you want to be playing every week, but I realise that's not going to happen here. So, you know, I think that's a good thing about tonight. You know, we've got a lot of changes, but even the subs that come on, they made such a difference. And you know, Jose and obviously Jammer's come on and made such an impact. So that's good that everyone, even if they're not involved, they're still making an impact. So that's good.
And it was, like you say, 5 changes, but you wouldn't look at that side and say it was a weakened side. It was a changed side, but you wouldn't say it was a weakened.
No, not at all. That's the strength and depth that we've got at the club, you know, and when called upon to play, you know, there's no one deflated in the changing room. I've experienced in the past where teams, players are, you know, huffing and puffing because they're not playing. That doesn't happen here, which is excellent, really, and that's the attitude we want in this team, and you know, if we've got that, we've got half a chance.